Hope to see you again soon.
My stomach churns. I don't want the option to go back so easily. I thought deleting my profile would be the end of it. It would be gone forever. I sigh. It doesn't matter. Not really. I'm not going back. I've made my decision. 30 days is nothing. I can wait. And then everything I ever wrote on this stupid site will disappear forever.
Em? Girls?
My husband Mark calls us from the hallway, announcing his arrival home.
Where are my little horrors?
I smile as the girls shout, Daddy! From the living room, the familiar soundtrack of our evening routine beginning. Each night at around 6:15, when Mark walks through the door, the girls stop whatever they're doing to jump into his arms. Hearing their squeals, I shut my laptop screen and walk from the kitchen to the hallway to watch the display. Sure enough, the girls are already clambering over Mark. Ella giggles excitedly as he picks her up in one arm and Lara in the other. Mark calls me over to join the family hug, and my heart tugs, desperate to block out any thoughts of Mum's online. Hello, darling, he whispers in my ear before kissing the top of my head. Which one do you want? He jiggles the girls in each arm, offering them up to me. Their squeals are piercing, but the noise no longer grates on my ears. Now, it fills me with the kind of happiness I was starting to forget could exist at all.
Mummy, me, mummy!
Lara squeals, reaching her chubby arms out to me. They say parents shouldn't have favourites, but I can't deny that if we could, Lara would be mine. She is the youngest, technically, though only by 10 minutes, as both girls were born by caesarean. But even if Lara hadn't joined the world after her sister, she'd still be the baby. It's in every element of her character. Though they only recently turned 4, their personalities are already deeply ingrained. Ella is more like Mark, commanding, sure of herself, defiant at her worst, brilliant at her best. Come on then, I tell Lara, taking her from Mark. She wraps her arms around my neck as I carry her into the kitchen. Mark follows with Ella, who loudly chatters to him about her day.
And we went to the park, and we saw a dog and a duck and...
Wow, a dog and a duck? That is impressive, Mark replies.
He's always been much better at keeping up with Ella's incessant chatter than me. Lara and I are much quieter souls. We sit the girls down at their high chairs and Mark moves towards the fridge. Wine? He asks.
Absolutely, I say. I put the bottle of Bordeaux in earlier.
He raises his eyebrows.
Oh? Thought you were saving that for a special occasion.
I shrug and give him a little smile.
A Friday night with you is special enough for me.
He laughs skeptically, not used to such sweet words, but then shrugs and pulls out the bottle. Mark is not a suspicious person by nature. Even after everything I've done, he'd still rather take my words at face value. A tiny stab of guilt tugs at my stomach as he pours me a glass, but I ignore it. What's done is done. I can't take it back. I can only move on. And that's what today is about. Putting the bad stuff behind us and moving on. Even if Mark doesn't know it.
Cheers, Mark says, clinking my glass.
Cheers,
the girls shout in reply, holding up their empty sippy cups. Mark and I share the sort of smile that only parents can. A smile that says, look what we have. Look what we made. And I let myself take it all in and try to ignore the voice in my head that tells me I don't deserve this. Not any of it. After the girls have had their bath and been put to bed, Mark and I curl up on the sofa and put on trashy Friday night TV as we wait for our Thai takeaway to be delivered. We've drunk most of the bottle of Bordeaux, and my cheeks are pleasantly warmed.
So, Mark says, last Friday at home for a while. How's it feel?
I bite my lip and pull the blanket.